This is Mike Pryor
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
With me, as you might have heard a little bit earlier on in the studio, I've got Emma Midgley. Hi, Emma.
Good afternoon.
Again. Emma is from Wood Green. You're just telling me that you started out your career at Wood Green being a veterinary nurse, but you've moved on a little bit from that.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of working for Wood Green, the animals charity, for 18 years now. So I started off as a veterinary nurse, trainee veterinary nurse, and I've worked my way through the centre.
Well, it strikes me that working somewhere like that can be very rewarding, but at the same time, very heartbreaking. Do you find moments like that?
It's definitely not a job that you do for the pay. It's definitely a job that you do for the love and the job satisfaction.
Mm. What's your greatest moment of pleasure that you think you can remember?
I've had many a good days there, but I had, when I first started training as a veterinary nurse, we had a little puppy that was brought in at 9 weeks old. I was a first year veterinary nurse student, and we had her come in with a condition called megrosophagus, or what they expected was megrosophagus, which basically means that they can't swallow. They haven't got that peristalsis movement going down. And it actually got kennel cough and was very, very poorly. And it turned out that it wasn't megrosophagus, it was stricture of the esophagus. So her esophagus was actually wrapped around her aorta, around a part of her heart.
Oh dear. And
it was an operation that our vets had never performed before. And she had lost over half of her body weight because she was being syringe. I was syringe feeding her every 2 hours. Of course, I had to take her home.
Of course, occupational hazard.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Yes. My husband is very understanding, although he's had to be now. Bless him. So yeah, we took her home, and she wasn't really given long to live, and it was just before Christmas. So I said, right, we're going to take her home, have a good couple of weeks before Christmas, and see how she goes. And they finally decided that it was 50-50. She either had an operation and they could try it or not, and we went for the trying, and she pulled through, and she had 12 years over, obviously with me. I adopted
her. I was
her.
Just going to ask that, yes.
Yes, and yeah. She was a beautiful dog, a lovely dog.
Again, that must be an occupational hazard. Is you know, you watch these veterinary programs like Super Vets on TV, mm-hmm. and you think, all those people that work in there, I bet they're constantly taking animals home with them.
We get the luxury of hand rearing and being able to nurse animals back to health, both from physical problems and emotional problems as well, and then seeing them into their forever home. So at the end of the day, it's a win-win situation. I do have dogs at home, obviously, and chickens, and as I said earlier on, a tortoise. So I've got a little menagerie at home, all Wood Green.
I bet your husband loves all that. Right?
He does. He's very good at saying no, but I'm not very good at listening.
Now, this time of year, of course, for many, many years, people have warned about, you know, an animal is not just for Christmas and so forth. Is it a popular time? I guess that's a bit of an obvious question, is it really? Or have things changed? Have people's attitudes changed towards understanding that, you know, it's not just a little Christmas present that would be nice on Christmas morning?
I remember when I first started with the shelter, we would have 6 months four or five months after Christmas, we'd start getting the naughty puppies that would start coming in, because at that point they started to hit adolescence, or they started to chew a lot more, and people just couldn't cope. But as a rule, we don't often see that as much now. So there definitely is a lot more education out there, and thanks to the internet and things like that, that there are a lot more people aware of that it's not that, not just for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Dogs in particular, I guess. Often I would suggest that older people, perhaps retired people, especially people who are maybe on their own now, a dog can be a great companion. Do you find much interest from older people coming in to get dogs?
Yeah, definitely. We have people from all walks of life asking to rehome our dogs. So, yeah, definitely get older generation
There was an interesting thing in the news a few weeks ago about the Queen. I don't know if you caught that, who's, of course, had corgis all the time. And she's presumably had many, many generations of corgis over the years. But her most recent dogs that she's had, she didn't go for puppies. She actually went for mature dogs on the basis that they won't outlive her.
Oh, good on the Queen.
Which I think was a really good idea.
Yeah,
to, you know, otherwise, clearly not so much with the Queen, but with other people. If you have a young dog and you're perhaps an older person, then clearly it might come to a point where that's a problem, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And if you get them from rescue centres as well, I know a lot of background from their previous homes, if they've had them. And we have our own assessments that we go through, so we compare them up with people so that they do find their forever home and get to stay in that environment.
Now, all of that is not actually what we've come here
to talk about today.
So let's talk about that. In a couple of weeks, a week on Sunday, in fact, the 12th of November, Dogs Day Out.
Yes.
Tell me all about Dogs Day Out.
Yeah, so we've been doing Dogs Day Out now for 7 or 8 years now, and the idea behind it is that obviously we're spending lots of time over the summer holidays with our dogs and getting out in the lovely fresh air, but this time of year the clocks have changed, it's starting to get dark, and a lot of people hanker down and don't want to be going out and about, so this is just to give people some ideas, as there are other things to do other than dark and dreary walks around the block at this time of year. So we've just put out a day of fun for people, whether they've got dogs, whether they're thinking about getting dogs, or whether they just want to do a bit of shopping. We have stalls as well, so you don't need to be dog orientated. So anybody that has got friends that may be dog friendly and want to have some early Christmas presents, it's a good place to start shopping. So we've got an artist, and we've got handmade dog toys, a lady coming to sell toys, tombola, everybody has to have a good tombola.
Yes.
Available. We're going to have refreshments and stuff like that as well. So we've got lots of stalls going through, but the idea for the actual day for the have a go is we're going to have a dog show on site. It's all undercover, so it doesn't matter whether it rains or not. Last year we had torrential rain. It was a bit cold and blustery, but it didn't stop us, so all being undercover. So we've got a waggiest tail dog show class, judge's favourite party trick, which is my favourite. I really enjoy that one because it's amazing as to how many different things people have taught their dogs to do.
And again, with things like Britain's Got Talent,
yeah,
you've seen some amazing dogs,
yeah,
on there.
Yeah, definitely. We've had one of our dogs that was quite hard to rehome, and the fantastic dog team trained it to play dead, and we managed to obviously record it, put it up on YouTube and things like that, and it's things like that that people notice and think, oh, it's quite quirky, it's a really good idea, and he got rehomed. So it's things like this. It's not just your cutest dog and things like that.
Right. And are you encouraging people to bring their dogs if they do tricks like that?
Definitely, yeah. There's a first prize, second prize and third prize on the day, so definitely come and have a go and wow us with your good party tricks.
Good. What about if you don't have a dog? I mean, are there people on hand, professionals, experts and so on, to give advice on the kind of dog that might suit your just lifestyle and
definitely
whatever?
Definitely. Our dog rehoming centre is open for advice and for future issues. If we've got our behaviourist on site as well for the day. So if anybody's got any dogs that have got some issues that they want to talk through, that's something that we can do as well. We've also got our MOT session going as well. We do a 5 welfare checks on pets. And so for the dog's day out, we're going to do the dog one. And it's just an all-over body check. We just chat to you about your accommodation, how they get on with other animals and things like that, and just basically do a health check at the end of it.
Okay.
Microchipping as well.
Oh, right. So that's still... Because I thought it's the law now, isn't it?
It is indeed,
you've got to have it.
Yep.
And so is that not a default situation when you acquire an animal that they must have a...
It should be, but you're still finding that the older dogs aren't necessarily being done. Majority of the puppies are, yes, all being done, and we're finding now, and they're coming into the shelter.
Right.
But we can still microchip on the day if there's anybody out there that hasn't had it done yet.
Okay. And then if you are on the market for a dog, you know, have you got many dogs on site that are looking for homes at the moment?
We've always got dogs coming and going, so it's definitely worth, even if you're wanting something particular, you've got something particular in mind, come down, have a look, talk to us. We've got some fantastic experts on site that can tell you if that dog and possibly that breed will actually go on and maybe mingle with your situation and your environment as well. So not every dog goes with every...
One of the things that, you know, when you watch these TV programmes, one of the things that it didn't occur to me, because I've never been a dog owner, we've always had cats, but dogs in particular, it seems, certain breeds of dogs have particular identified medical conditions which seem to run throughout dogs in general. Is that something that you found?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Being from a veterinary nursing point of view, West is... spring to mind straight away. They do often have skin issues and problems. German Shepherds
they often have bone issues. Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
So
yeah.
There are definitely, if you know the crossbreeds are often your better choice if you definitely don't want major medical issues, because the crossbreeds don't as a rule have too many problems going. But then these days with your labradoodles and things like that, you've got just the two breeds that you're crossing, and sometimes you can have even more problems. So it all depends on what you're wanting.
Okay, so that's coming up on Sunday the 12th of November. Starts at 10 o'clock, I think?
Starts at 10 o'clock, yeah. We've got the dog shows kicking off at 11:30, but you've got your have-a-go activities all the way through the day, so...
Right, and admission cost?
Absolutely free. The events are sometimes going to be either going to be £1 or £5 for your MOT will be the most that it will be.
Excellent.
But the others are all £1 or £2.
Right. Well, my wife's looking for a dog, but I'm not sure if we'll come and have a look and see what you've got there, maybe. But
yeah, definitely. Well, even if you just want to come and discuss what might fit better with your situation, that's always a good start.
Emma, thanks ever so much for coming in. That's Emma Midgley. Emma is from Wood Green. And as I say, the event takes place on Sunday, 12th November, from 10 till 4. If you want more information, go to their website, www.woodgreen.org.uk. On the news and events section is where you will find it. Is that right?
It is indeed, yeah.
Good, excellent. There we go. That's Emma. And.